The business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines Metro made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Business law and estate planning, visit creamerlaw.com. And AARP of Iowa, real possibilities for our community and our citizens, no matter the age, aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. You know, one of the things we like to do here is share business news stories about emerging businesses, people that are in business, also businesses that help other businesses grow. And with us in studio is Deidre DeGere. She is the owner of Kaleo Enterprises, and we'll get into what the heck that means and a whole bunch of other stuff. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Deidre. Where are you from and what are you doing here, for crying out loud?
So I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi. Spent some time in Oklahoma. And I came here to go to Drake and stuck around.
And you just said, hey, I like this place.
I like this place a lot.
Well, you know, this place has a way of getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
So how long ago were you at Drake?
I started at Drake in 2004.
Okay, so
you're trying to catch that age, huh?
No, uh-huh. A gentleman never asks a lady, and a lady never tells. That's the idea. So you decided to stay here and mm-hmm. get involved in the community. And what's with the marketing thing? Where did you get started with that?
So as a broadcast news and journalism major, I was a minor in politics. And I really was interested in being a political analyst. At that time,
really?
Those jobs were few and far between. And so I ended up interning at Bankers Trust. And they put me in the marketing department. Didn't know anything about marketing at all beyond what I thought things should look like. And they took me through trial and error, and I learned a tremendous amount of knowledge in that space. And that's really what springboarded me to start my small business.
Isn't that great how some companies can really be catalysts for great ideas?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're done, you still say thank you.
Definitely.
You know, because I just saw Sukarati the other night, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
My bride and I were out and happened to see him at dinner the other evening. And, you know, what a great guy. He's retiring.
He is retiring. Great guy.
Yeah, he is. And he so believes in this opportunity to give other people opportunities. You know,
yes, sir.
He's just a great fellow. And we're going to have him on the Business News Hour, by the way, prior to his retirement. And we'll talk all about that. Kind of refresh people about what he's been doing around here.
That'll be good.
Yeah, but today we're going to be talking with Deidre about her business, Kaleo Enterprise. What does Kaleo mean?
Kaleo is Latin for ignite.
You know, I should know that because I think I had 3 years of Latin.
Did you?
Yeah, all I can remember is hic, hic, hoc, huius, 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 which I have no idea what that means now, but it was drilled into us by Ms. Fitch.
I was a Spanish girl.
Well, were you?
5 years of Spanish.
And how you doing?
You know, I'm good at reading it. I need to practice speaking it.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I know Fenrula and Fenestra and you know, Clausianoa. Those
it sounds legit.
Well, it is. Those are all those all Latin stuff. You know, that's about it, though. I've just tanked all my Latin right there. So tell us about the business. What does Kaleo? What do you do?
So I originally started the business while I was working at the bank. We were trying to test some products and services out on small businesses. We were finding that more people were entering the small business arena due to the recession.
Sure.
And so as we were having conversations with small business owners, I realized the gaps that they had in the ability to market themselves. And so I also realized the gap that they had in the ability to market themselves from a financial standpoint. They couldn't afford $100 an hour, $125 an hour. And so we started Kaleo Enterprises to really emphasize working with those small business owners to get started and connecting them with the resources that were going to help them market themselves. So we've created business cards, logos, and things along those lines. Things, branding identity that not only works when it comes down to marketing the business, but it also is a motivating tool for that business owner to see themselves come to life beyond the service that they're providing.
Sure. And that's so true because when you get into business, you do need some help. I mean, you and I have both experienced when when owners, business owners who are proficient at making self-weasel winding torque inducers decide to do their own marketing,
mm-hmm.
it ain't pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're going, what in the world are you doing? You know, stick to what you do and let some professionals do what we do. So you're doing logos and websites and mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff?
Yes, and that's how we originally got started. In 2013, I was fortunate enough to gain a relationship with United Way of Central Iowa. And through that work, I'm still able to help small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But now the cool thing is that they don't have to pay me. They do not have to pay me. You know, we've developed partnerships throughout the greater Des Moines area with attorneys, accountants, graphic designers, and really our job is to connect them with those resources. Some of our partners do things pro bono up to a certain time. More so than anything, we're trying to make sure that the business owner is not stressing or losing sleep overnight unless they're choosing to.
All right. So I have to ask the question, if Kaleo's not getting paid for the services that you brought, how do you do this?
Okay. Well, I have a contract with United Way.
Contract is with those guys.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How nice
that contract.
Is.
Not only do we work with small business owners, but I work on a financial sustainability project where we're working on infusing financial education into the urban core and the greater Des Moines area. And so financial sustainability exists in every realm, specifically with small business owners. And so we were able to start working with small businesses because they needed the help just as much as the person who was employed by a Nationwide or whomever.
Yeah. And so then you have one client to bill.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they send you the leads and then you go out and visit, or how does that work?
I find them and the businesses find us. You know, we've been doing this work for over 5 years now. And
this
so,
is very different.
Yeah. And we have some great incubators, especially when it comes down to technology in the area. But more so than anything, we're working with all businesses. So the restaurateur, the person with the food truck, someone that just sets up at the flea market on Saturdays and Sundays, someone that just goes to the farmer's market to set up. So there's different types of businesses that we're connecting with. And because we understand that there's no one size fits all approach. But there's more than one type of business in our community, and we need to make sure that they're thriving.
Deidre DeJure, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about her business. It's called Kaleo Enterprises. All right, so I'm still confused how this works because, you know, I'm old school. We've got an ad agency. We go out, we find our clients, or our clients find us.
Mm-hmm.
We bill them by the hour for whatever it is that we're doing. Or we do take on projects, we'll do the commercials, the TV ads, whatever it happens to be. So how does this work with you? So you go out and find Joe's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you approach them and say, can I help you with your mm-hmm. marketing? And they go, yeah, that'd be mm-hmm. kind of cool. And mm-hmm. then what happens?
So there's a few different paths. We meet with people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. We have small business consultants that work with individuals one-on-one. In addition to that, we also have what we call a master's business boot camp. So there's quite a few services for new business owners in our community, but not so many for existing business owners. And so we started the master's business boot camp so folks could get sharpened in the skill sets that they may have learned about when they first got started, but they've maybe fallen by the wayside. Also, you and I both know that small businesses evolve over time. And
Absolutely.
So it's important to stay up with the times and redirect where necessary. So this master's business boot camp, what's even more cool about it is that it's a 6-week boot camp and we call it on the job training. So if you work for any corporation in the city and you get trained as an employee, they're paying you to do it. Well, small business owners don't always have that opportunity. So because we want small businesses to thrive, and that's very, very meaningful for our community, when they are with us, we pay them during the small business boot camp. 6 weeks, 3 hours, and we pay them for that time that they are away from their business. And they're working on pitches to prospective investors. They're working on marketing plans. They're working on cash flow. They're working on refining their mission. And, you know, some of them, especially our folks that are in the restaurant industry, they're working on refining their practices on pricing and how much portion sizes and things along those lines. It can get as technical as they want it, or it can get as broad as they need it to be. But it's a great opportunity. We've got partners from throughout the entire Greater Des Moines area that come in and share their expertise, because I don't intend to be an expert on all these things, right? So we've got a number of partners that spend their time with our boot campers and work with them and become mentors in the process.
Very nice. And I suspect you've got a couple of businesses that you have success stories for.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we definitely have some businesses. You know, my first client, she was the guinea pig, I guess you could say. She owned a salon, and it was 500 square feet, so probably no bigger than the space that we're in right now. And she wanted a salon and spa. And I said, okay, that was a big leap. And what she did was she saved her money. I gave her all the numbers that she needed in order to make sure she could get the space. And she saved the money in 8 to 9 months. Had never saved a penny before. Was always spending. But having to sit down, having that conversation and figuring out a plan really helped self-direct her in such a way that she moved to a 2,700 square foot spot. And it's thriving in that area right now. We've got clients that have kind of been doing business just on the side.
Sure.
And really wanted to make things legitimate so that they could apply for government contracts and things of that nature. So we help them to file their articles of incorporation and sign on with the IRS and things along those lines so that they could be in a position to receive those contracts. I mean, over time, since we've been doing this, we've connected with over 150 businesses and nonprofits.
Nice.
And we've really only been doing the business and nonprofit work for about 3 years with the United Way.
Uh-huh.
So lots of, and I think nonprofits are important too.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not businesses per se,
but
they're
they
in business.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
And they need just as much help, you know, helping to find grants and learning how to write grants and making sure they're mission driven. Sometimes we often find that our grassroots nonprofits get so caught up in chasing the dollars that they forget why they started the work. And so we
mission
really
focused.
Have a exactly mission focused. So we do a lot of work in that realm as well.
Wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So send us some of your graduates.
Yes.
You know, see?
Yes.
And it's kind of like an added incentive for some of these folks. Some of the folks that have now gone through the process and they want to, you know, and they've got their business going. We'd love to have them come in here and give us a one-up on what they're doing.
That would be great.
See?
That would be great.
That's another gift, ladies and gentlemen, from the Business News Hour. Well, this is all exciting. And congratulations. I think, you know, anybody that sees an opportunity or sees an area where there's unsolved issues and then steps in to try to help solve them. That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So
our next boot camp's in September. I'll share the information with you so you can share it to your folks.
And we will have links to that, if you wish,
up
on our business blog.
Sounds good.
All right. One final thing.
Sure.
Just, I mean, we've been talking about business, your business, and but you're doing something else now. So what the heck are you doing?
I am doing something else. So my passion for businesses obviously connects me with the Secretary of State's office pretty often. I also do a great deal of voter engagement work on a partisan and a nonpartisan level. Over the last few months, I've been compelled to consider running for Secretary of State.
Mm.
You know, there are needs for improvement in our community when it comes down to voter engagement. Our voter turnout can be a whole lot better than what it is. On average, in the Des Moines area, less than 5% of people show up for our school board races. Shout out school board races, September 12th. September 12th. Make sure you vote. But you know, I think that someone has to be a champion for people's voices. From my vantage point and people who I've communicated with, this last election kind of shook people a little bit.
Sure did.
It disconnected folks. They didn't want to be involved. They saw all the bickering. But for me, 2016 was more than just a presidential election. we had individuals on that ballot that were going to impact our cities and our counties most immediately. And I think people lost the opportunity to be a part of that process. And I'm in the business of inviting them to be a part of that process. I also want to make sure that our businesses are not just going to the Secretary of State's office to file paperwork. I want to make sure that they're being connected with the resources that are going to help them grow, like the Master's Business Boot Camp and the Targeted Small Business Loan Program and SBA and things along those lines.
Definitely going to be busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that election's in 18, isn't it?
That election's in 18, but I started early.
Deidre DeJure, ladies and gentlemen, her business is Kaleo Enterprises, and we just tip the hat on another little project she's got going on. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. What were the markets like when everything settled down on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad in New York? We'll tell you all about that when the Business News Hour continues.